had some constituents that were in contact with me about county council roads that haven't been maintained. And one of them in particular would be the road from Glendone out to Mineroy. And some of the local people that are farming up there had to go out and try and maintain the road themselves, try and fill the holes. And I know culture out there working as well, you know, felling trees and stuff like that. But I think it's important, you know, that that's a kind of a vein that links Glendone to Mineroy, which is a shortcut out towards Funtown and Glenties. There's been very little maintenance done on it over this last number of years. And the road has got into state of disrepair. And there's another road down in Coolboy, and had some council staff out looking at it. And kind of what I was told was that, you know, there's not much traffic on it. But that, to me, that's unacceptable, because roads are networks. And, you know, they're always tying on roads on both sides. And as far as I'm concerned, if it is a county council road, it should be maintained, and it must be maintained.
And surely if these were maintained, the cost wouldn't be huge throughout this maintenance, but now the council could face a bigger cost bringing them up to a certain standard.
Well, I think that's absolutely correct. And I brought this motion into county council before, and nothing happened about it. And that's why I decided to bring it back in again. And, you know, I know some of the other councillors would support me. And I just feel myself that when a road is a county council road, there's an onus on us as county councillors to make sure that they're taken care of and that everybody's treated fairly. And I don't think it's, I just don't accept that some of the roads should be maintained to a fairly decent standard while other roads are just been totally neglected. And I won't settle for it. I'll keep pushing to try and get something done on it. And that was the reason I took it on to the municipal meeting during the week.